I'm Andrew Schneider reporting from Fort Dodge at the finish line at the end of the girls 1A race here with Riley Duncan, who's no stranger to the Lakeside Golf Course, her fourth ever race. Didn't quite get the all-state finish you wanted, but still 20th overall. Your thoughts, Riley, about today's race? Obviously, it's always a challenge to be up here and always special to be up here, but what are your thoughts about being able to do this one more time?
I'm really grateful to be able to come up here and especially represent my school the last 4 years up here, because coming up here, it's just an overall different experience and something really fun to compete against all the other great runners in the state.
Well, and while the course is the same, you only see it once a year, and obviously the people you face off every year are different. What about this year in particular? Did you feel about your race coming in, and what was it like being out there for the fourth time?
Well, coming up, I know that this course is a really flat one, not particularly my favorite. I would rather have the hills because that's kind of where I gained my ground. But I knew that that's what this course is like, so my goal coming up here, as soon as that gun went off, I knew that I was just going to try to stay with that front pack as long as I could. And if I fell back, I fell back. I was just going to try to get the people going up the hills, and so that's what I did.
Well, and you were in 15th after that first mile, but like you said, that front pack was really starting to pull away, and obviously there's a lot of great talent no matter who you're with. What was it going through your mind as you were trying to navigate this course, knowing that everyone's so fast, and how did you kind of lean on your experience as you were getting closer to the finish line?
I just knew that definitely with those mile markers, I knew kind of where I had to be, and I had lots of people along the way from my community, my family, teammates, coach, and they were all telling me kind of where I was at. So I knew where I was at throughout the course, and I just kept trying to gain some ground and pass those people going up the hill to try to move my place up a little bit.
Well, I know you wanted top 15. Obviously, you just missed that, but still ran a great time, great race, all the above. What are your reflections not only on today, but now your four-year career at Twin Cedars running cross country, being able to be up here so often and to be able to showcase what you're made of and what the community of Bussey's made up of?
Yeah, it feels really good coming from a small school to come up here and show people that small town kids can do just the same as big town kids. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to come up here and along with my teammates, because they've cheered me on throughout this whole way. And yeah.
This past year has been really special, too. I got a chance to listen to you win a state softball championship not that long ago. Last time you and I talked was at the state track meet. What has it meant to be on this run, to be able to continue to push yourself and to, you know, each and every season play against and run against some of the best athletes in all of Iowa?
Yeah, this sport has taught me a lot. It's taught me that you have to work hard to be able to accomplish your goals. It's not something that you can just come out here and run and be able to get to the state meet in Fort Dodge. You have to put in the work, set lots of small goals along the way to actually get up here. And then once you're up here, I just take it as I want to have fun. I mean, it was my last time up here, so being able to come up here and be a Saber is something I'm really proud of.
Well, and your career isn't completely over. I know you've got some big goals the rest of the way. Obviously, today you're going to probably have an emotional reset, kind of get yourself going. But what's next for you? And I know hopefully next time I'm talking to you, we'll be up at the Blue Oval, but that's a long ways away. What does this next couple months look like as you get yourself in gear for these upcoming sports?
Basketball's next, so I've already started some open gyms for that, and next week we're going to get going on that and then start practicing games. So basketball is the next thing, and then also I play softball on the weekends. I want to accomplish my dream of playing college softball, so hopefully I'm going to commit somewhere to do that here soon. And then also I'm just going to put in the miles and the extra work to get ready for track season and then get ready for softball this spring too.
Riley Duncan, the rare five-sport athlete in high school here at Fort Dodge after a great race at state cross country. Riley, congratulations. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm looking forward to our conversation at the Blue Oval this spring. All the best to you this basketball season. And again, a big congratulations on today.
Thank you.
That's Riley Duncan of Twin Cedars on KRLS. We'll have more from Fort Dodge throughout the day.